59.
I never celebrated my birthday when I hit 110 years old. At the time, I was spending several months in a medically induced coma following my fifth back surgery. One thing I remember when I woke up was that I received a letter. One that informed me that a class action lawsuit I was part of, one that started when I was in my 50s, had finally settled. From what I can tell, the company lawyers just kept pushing back the court dates until inflation made the settlement practically worthless. Still, it was nice to get mail.
Charles briefly considered smacking the sleeping head monk with his stick to wake him up before deciding against it.
I wouldn't want anyone waking me up from my nap.
Then he felt a small amount of pride in his decision. It seemed like the banshee woman knew what he'd been thinking because she gave him a curious look. He returned her look with a small smile.
See, woman, I am growing as a person.
He was even more confident in his decision when the tiger lay down next to the monk to join in on the nap time. After waiting a few minutes more, he harumphed and turned to explore the rest of the monastery. There were several rooms he hadn't been in yet that he could look through while he waited. The banshee followed him, hovering a few feet behind his right shoulder. He passed several rooms, one with wooden practice dummies, then a long hallway with rows of closet-sized sleeping chambers and piles of straw for beds, a storeroom with cleaning supplies and incense, a bathhouse that was mostly a hole dug in the stone floor, and a couple of wooden buckets, a restroom with a toilet that just consisted of two stone blocks holding up a wooden plank with a hole in it, and a bucket underneath. The last room Charles found at the very back of the monastery had a floating yellow gem and a stone bench in front of it.
Huh. That looks like the gem from my cabin in my dungeon.
Charles took a seat on the bench and reached out to touch the gem.
Ownership transferred. Open controls for D-rank monastery, Gathothatec Monastery. Yes, no.
Charles looked around a moment, unsure if he should really be touching it and afraid he might mess something up. The only other person in the room was the banshee, and she just shrugged when he looked at her. Charles took a minute to think about it, humming an old tune while he waited. If he were being honest with himself, he'd admit he was waiting for one of the monks to come in and let him know he was supposed to play with it and how it worked. But he wasn't being honest with himself. That didn't happen at all. And when the few minutes passed, Charles selected yes.
Gathothatec Monastery, level 2. Elemental foci, wind, earth, ice. D-rank building. 34 F-rank acolytes, 6 E-rank monks, 1 D-rank sect trainer, 1 D-rank sect head. Rooms, sect head central chamber, level 2. Storeroom, level 1, times 3. Training yard, level 2. Spiritual Herb Garden, Level 2, Meditation Room, Level 1, Cafeteria, Level 1, Medical, Level 1, Washroom, Level 1, Bathhouse, Level 1, Training Room, Level 1. Requirements to Building, Level 3, 50 members, Sect Head Chamber, Level 3, Training Yard or Meditation Room, Level 3, 5 additional Level 2 rooms, Level 1 Armory, Level 1 Smithy. Available points for spending, 2,300.
Charles read through the pop-ups patiently. He wasn't really looking for anything in particular, but he wanted to see what could be done so that if his grandkids or great-grandkids came to visit, they would have more things to play with. He was surprised there was an herb garden on the list, because he didn't see it anywhere when he looked around. After playing around with the menus for a while, he found the tab that gave him options to upgrade or add rooms. He wasn't interested in changing things for himself. Playing with the menu wasn't fun to him, but he was possessed with the cold, hard focus of a slow-moving glacier and his desire to find some rooms that could entertain kids. He scrolled through the menus with a determination that would rival straight-A students taking college entrance exams, carefully considering each one. Despite accidentally selecting Koi Pond Spiritual twice and somehow placing them on the roof, he persevered. After all that hard work and mental exhaustion, he found what he felt was the perfect room, a level 1 bestiary for 1,600 points. It was perfect. In Charles's mind, he was already picturing the monks hunting down the cutest possible animals for his great-granddaughter for her to view and breed with the others she kept, like a petting zoo. Maybe they would even bring the most exciting and dangerous-looking ones for his great-grandson, or maybe not. It would mostly be for her, he decided. As he placed it on the outside of the building next to the training yard, he found that the monastery wasn't exactly on the top of the mountain. Behind the main building, a stone staircase led to a small plateau, and on that plateau was the herb garden. It looked like there was just enough room for his cabin right behind that, and he would be able to look out on the garden like a lawn. Charles turned to look behind him at the banshee, preparing to brag about what he'd done, when he saw the hopeful look on her face. With a sigh, he turned back around and selected the option for graveyard at 400 points, and placed it haphazardly along a steep mountain slope. This left only 100 points, as the koi ponds were 100 points each. When he was done, he turned back around, the words spilling out of his mouth.
"There now, you happy?"
But the banshee was nowhere to be seen. Instead, there was a shocked-looking head monk wearing a robe that looked like it had been ripped to shreds. Blood dripped from open claw marks along his arms and chest. With a shocked look, the man stuttered out,
What have you done?
Charles was starting to think maybe he should have waited to play around with it. It was a lot like setting up a new electronic device that had a thick book of programming instructions, the type of thing he usually left for his kids to do for him. Behind the monk, Charles's tiger padded in. A piece of that same torn and bloody tunic was caught in its teeth. Of the three of them in the room at that moment, the tiger looked the happiest.